Number one sports betting show coming up, Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Good day to you. Brucey Brown, how are we?
What's going on, dude? I'm doing well.
What's going on, dude? Mitt, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Tony. Doing pretty good.
You almost had it.
What?
You were a little late on the button there.
Yeah, I was.
You almost had it, though. Hey, you had a nice fucking money line win, though, last night. Good job, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Team ride on the Bears paid off. Or no, wait.
Yeah. I was on the over.
Oh.
That was a sweat, huh?
Not really. I never expected it to hit.
Well, it started real slow.
The Bears could just hand the ball off and walk into the end zone, but they got Peterman throwing fucking fades on fourth and goal.
Hey, that's not his call.
Just working.
We can't blame Nate Peterman for that, okay?
Yeah, Those teams are both a bunch of fucking assholes.
We can't.
That was a late. I had a late edition of the over, and I mean, the end of that fucking game, you got to at least put some points on the board. I understand you're not playing for anything. You want to just see what you have. You're going for it on fourth to see the look. I get it, but fuck you. You should be kicking a field goal.
You want him to kick a field goal over. Down looks like 16
still
points?
Yeah, dude, guess Myers what? Still it's has the yips season. From last year.
Let's see the unit.
Mitt.
It's preseason, dude. Who gives a shit? You want to see the fourth and the third team fourth down?
Yeah, if it's fucking Nate Peterman.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Let me
no
see
one in the history of football
teams.
Has gone in a preseason game. Just, yeah, we're going to kick a field
should
goal.
Fire your coach on the spot if they do that.
I mean, what are we going for the over or not? Obviously not.
I don't know if Pete knows what the over-under was, but he should have. You're right, Mitt. He should have. Today is Picks Friday. We are going to run through all the picks. You've heard us talk all week. We got MLB. We have preseason football. We got all the footy. So without further ado, let's just get into it. We will start with NFL preseason football. Tonight, Carolina at New England. We're going to get P.J. Walker and Matt Corral for Carolina. We're going to get all of the quarterbacks, I believe, for the Patriots. That's Mac Jones. That's Hoyer. That's Billy Zappi. Versus Corral and PJ Walker. I wasn't going to take anything. I think I'm going to put the Pats in a money line parlay.
Yeah, five's too much.
It was up to six.
Six?
Yeah, during the show it was at six. Let me see where it's at now.
Yep, I think it's settled kind of at six.
Kind of settled at six. Yeah, we're at six.
Yeah, I like
that. I mean, I love Zippy Zappy, but
can't
that's
be
a lot
six.
Of fucking points.
Corral did not have a great first showing. He was 1 of 9 against the Commanders, but you know he'll probably do better than that. PJ Walker is a veteran in the preseason, pretty solid. I just don't think Billy Zappi is going to relinquish any leads if they do have one.
I mean,
what's the total at?
39.
That's high.
It's kind of like a.
I might lay the six. I'm probably gonna do money line parlay, but I might lay the six too. I'm not saying it's an official pick though. What was that?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's all.
Well, people on the internet judge you if you give out it like, hey, I'm definitely taking this sign and it doesn't hit. I'm not that comfortable.
Okay, lean.
He's a lean. A lean Pats.
I'm almost leaning the other way. The way everyone's leaning the Pats, yeah, it's like all right, Bailey Zappi.
The Panthers catching six.
Did you watch Zappi fucking play?
I saw him sling the rock, dude. Yeah. He was back shouldering everybody, but he also turned the ball over a bit.
He was forcing it
into coverage a good amount.
There is a concern, like with PJ Walker playing tonight and probably playing the whole first half.
Nope,
he has to play good. Right,
it's not what's happening.
He's not playing the whole.
He's
first
playing
half?
First and third quarter. Corral's getting the second and fourth, which I also don't like because if he was playing the whole first half, he could get into a rhythm, and then if Corral's playing the whole second half, he could get into a rhythm. But they're not doing that.
You know what I love about Matt Rhule is he'll just keep doing stupid shit no matter what.
What's the stupid shit here? The first and third.
Play Sam Darnold, dude.
Well, there's
what do you get out of not playing Sam
There's definitely
Darnold?
A reason they're not. There's something. There's a reason. They either don't want him to get hurt because they're trying to trade him. They don't
want to showcase him to trade him.
Well, probably. Or they're worried that if they put them out there, he's going to look like shit and you can't trade.
Nobody's paying Sam Darnold what they paid him.
You could do trades where they take half the contract.
Yeah. Signing trade. But
there's a reason
why not just let him fucking play? Like, you played. This is it goes back to you played him in the first game. It's the same thing the Browns are doing with Deshaun. Why did you trot him out there at all then?
Probably because they were still in a competition.
The Browns?
No, the Sam Darnold and Baker. You asked why.
If you know Baker's your starter, then what?
No, what I'm saying is they probably didn't know last week.
Now they know.
No one
from the Panthers has come out and said that Baker's the starter.
No, but it's been insinuated.
Maybe Sam Darnold said, like, if Baker isn't playing, I'm not playing.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure Sam has that kind of pull.
Pushing his chips into the middle of the table. Guys
should be lucky to put fucking pads on at this point, dude.
Saints are at the Packers. Packers are -2.5. I haven't heard a fucking thing about the Saints. I assume it's going to be fucking Andy and then Ian Book, which I can't bet on. I personally can't take the Saints in this spot. I thought Jordan Love, yeah, he threw three picks. I don't think two of them. One was right in the receiver's hands. It went through his hands and it was picked. Packers money line, I think, is probably what I'm taking.
Packers money line, 100%.
Fucking Etling played pretty well too.
Yeah, I'll bet against fucking Ian Book until
sure.
When as long as Ian Book's playing, I'm on the other side.
Till the fucking cars come home.
Yeah, the book's out on old Ian Book, and you can throw it out with the bathwater.
He fucking nailed it. Did you hear it?
Yeah,
team ride
books out. With fucking books.
Yeah.
Then the Texans go against the Rams. You're gonna get the Wolf for fucking a half, and then you're gonna get what's his name, the Virginia quarterback, for a half.
Perkins.
Yes,
he's good.
Yeah, he is good. So that's not a bad little quarterback. But then you're gonna get Davis Mills. They said for more than what he played last week, which was what, a drive or two. So maybe the first quarter. I assume Kyle Allen will get some run now he's back from COVID. I think he's back from COVID.
Gunslinger to be feared.
For me, I might lean Rams here on this one too.
Yeah, I'm out on this game.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it, but I would lean. I think I don't know.
I'm taking the Rams. The NFL Plus kind of like highlights of each game that I was rolling through. The Rams Chargers like jumped out at me as just like a wow. Those backup offenses are a lot better than I was expecting. So I'll take the points.
The Rams scored 30 points almost with Perkins in there the whole time.
Yeah, he was balling.
Okay, what was that, Mitt?
This is a bad game for me to be on the under of 37.
Hey, you never know. But if you like the under, Mitt, you like the under.
Hey, Rams could say, hey.
I liked the under.
Rams could say, hey, we've seen enough. And shut it down and run the ball the whole time. True.
Tomorrow, Lions are at the Colts. No starters are playing, so you're going to get Blah and Boyle for the Lions. And then you're going to get blanking on Foles. And then
Ellinger.
Fucking Ellinger.
And then fucking Jack Cohn.
Give me the points with the Colts.
No, thank you.
Hammer the Colts, I think, here. I mean, there's no more fadeable duo than Boyle and Blau.
I don't know.
The double D.
I don't know. Foles and Jack Cohn are up there.
Hey, Jack Cohn was doing a little bit of football stuff in practice.
Yeah, he was throwing to the running backs.
If Ellinger gets quarters, fucking we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not touching that one. Broncos are at Bills. Bills are playing the starters a good bit. Bills will be in some of my money line parlays because their backup quarterback's in. I mean, Case Keenum's not a bad backup quarterback. And then you get my fucking brain today. Who is your Giants fucking?
Jake Fromm still there?
No.
Davis Webb.
Never mind. No. You weren't paying attention. So.
Barkley.
Thank you, Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley, yeah.
They didn't play too bad last week against Colts. So I'll lay the six probably in a parlay. I'll also throw him in a money line parlay too. Bills.
Yeah, I'm out.
The Broncos offense didn't look incredible last week against the Cowboys. Josh Johnson didn't play well. Or sorry, didn't play bad. In that game. The next one that we have here is Commanders at Chiefs. I said it yesterday. I love the Commanders in this one. Chiefs are going to get a quarter. I don't love their backup quarterbacks. Commanders are going to get a half. And then you get Heinicke and Howell. So I'm going to go Commanders plus the 5.5 there.
I am with you. Way too many points, my friend.
Yep, I'm with you guys.
Guys are with? You're with?
Yeah.
Raiders and Dolphins, if we still haven't heard yet, right?
What a fucking battle this is.
We haven't heard, right?
No, but you let Skylar Thompson fucking go for another four quarters, my friend. He's he can move. He can sling the ball, dude. He looks fucking good. And the Raiders have probably been the best team in the preseason so far.
For sure. Banger. I'm a stay away.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Yeah, I'll put my feet up on this one.
The Raiders are due for a stinker. I'm going to take the Dolphins here.
Okay.
Oh, there we go, man.
Interesting.
Preseason football, dude.
Bucks are at the Titans. Might have
inside scoop.
I know, right? Bucks are at the Titans. Titans are laying 3. Bucks said a few more starters will play this week. Titans, I have no fucking idea. Vrabel hasn't said dick, so I'm staying away.
Titans money line, Malik Willis.
Yeah, I'm kind of going that way too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the fun pick. I'm going to watch the game because of him, so I might as well.
I like it. Jags are down to 2.5 against the Steelers. Jags are going to play their starters into the second quarter. Steelers are going to get Mitch, Kenny, and Mason, all three of those guys. I obviously am not going to bet this one.
I'm taking the Steelers plus the 2.5 here because of the quarterback play. I mean, Mitch came in and did kind of all right. And there then Mason Rudolph actually fucking balled the fuck out.
Well,
threw the ball to Pickens. Oh, I mean, Tony, come on.
Well, obviously, I watched the All 22 on that one, and you just watched the highlights. All right, man.
Oh, no. Game, dude.
Mason Rudolph the Steelers is a good and the player points, for the dude. Preseason.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Matias. And he's going to be getting your fourth quarter, so.
Let's go. Then that's exactly what I need.
Yeah, you get Mitch for the first, Kenny for second and third, and Mason for the fourth in that one.
Love it.
So Kenny is playing 2 full quarters. So
that is, yeah.
I'm for sure betting the fucking Steelers.
There you go.
All of it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me all of it.
Niners and Vikings. Niners, no starters. The Vikings were still working through it. I haven't heard anything. They're minus 4.5, though. So maybe they think the Stars are going to get some run there. I'm going to stay away.
I'll take the points with the Niners.
Okay. You love the Niners. It didn't matter who. And you hate the Vikings, so that was a perfect storm.
Perfect fucking combo, that.
Under 39.5 here.
Okay.
I don't know why. This one's a high total.
Okay.
I'm taking a shot.
Okay. Cowboys and Chargers is the last one on Saturday. Cowboys will be playing backups and rookies, they said. Chargers, they don't play starters normally, so you're probably going to get Chase Daniel and Easton Stick. McCarthy's 0-5 ATS and straight up in the preseason, so I'm not taking this one, but if I had to, I'd go Chargers.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm going Chargers money line. Like I said, that Chargers-Rams game
was impressive.
Hot fire and Cooper Rush stinks.
We're going to go under again here, Tony.
Okay, a lot of unders from mid
under
here.
Under Saturday parlay. 49ers, Vikings, and Cowboys, Chargers, actually. Both of those parlayed together. 256.
Eagles and Browns kick off Sunday. Eagles are -3. Probably no starters there is what they said. So you'll get Minshew, Sinnott, and maybe Carson Strong. Sinnott was 9 of 17 in his debut last week. Brown said most starters will rest, so you're going to get Dobbs and Rosen, who actually – Dobbs was 10 of 13. Rosen was 6 of 7. I lean maybe the points here, plus 3 with the Browns. Their second and third defensive units looked pretty good last week, but I'm probably not going to touch this one.
Tell you what. I'm going to do something here, and I'm going to do it probably this entire season.
Okay.
I'll bet against the Browns every fucking game. Jimmy Haslam, shut up, all of them. Just shut up. I hate the Browns more than ever after yesterday.
Well,
honestly, I kind of think it's soft that the Browns decided to not play Deshaun Watson for the
preseason.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, why? I still don't get it. Why would you trot him out for those two series and now say, oh, no, he's done now?
Like, Browns.
Put his feet to the fire. I'm with you, Gumpy. Put his fucking feet to the fire. Make him go out there and play. And because he's not playing, I'm riding with Minshew Mania and the Philadelphia Eagles minus
Hell
three.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fly, Eagles, fly, dude.
Let's go, Minshew. You've been training all day.
Bengals are at the Giants. No starters for the Bengals, so you're going to get Brandon Allard, Jake Browning, and Drew Plitt potentially again. Giants were going to play starters, but the quote was the O-line is devastated, so they're rethinking that.
Giants
are still laying six.
So whoever they throw in at quarterback know that they give zero fucks about that man.
That's what they said. They said they're not sure they want to play Danny Dimes because of the O-line.
But don't put fucking Tyron out there.
It's really just center, though. So basically every center, every center on the roster is
just
injured.
The man who starts with the ball.
Yes, correct.
That's all.
Yeah, it's all. It's just all four centers are hurt. Right.
You guys four centers hurt?
You're going to lay the six then? Or?
No.
No, me either.
Fuck no. I'm not laying six at all this preseason. You can mark my words.
We have Drew Plitt playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Maybe, yeah.
All right, yeah. He's a Ball State legend. Best quarterback to ever come out of Ball State. We're taking the Bengals plus the 5.5. Come back and let's go.
Ravens are minus 5.5 at the Cardinals. Lamar won't play. So it's Huntley and Brown who fucking were just absolute dominant in the preseason.
Or they looked nice last week too, though.
And then you get McSorley and Guarantino because the Cardinals said it'll be similar to what they did against the Bengals.
What's the total here?
I don't let me look at it. Thinking about taking it under?
Living in the land down under.
38.5.
Over.
Okay.
Ooh.
Obviously, we know the Ravens' preseason record. So, Ravens.
Just not a world where I feel comfortable. Like, I don't like laying points at any time, but laying over 5 or even over 4 in the preseason feels ambitious.
I don't love it. To be honest with you, I don't love it. So, we'll see. And then Monday, we have Falcons and Jets, which we will do on Monday. So, my actual bets for this weekend are Patriots, Bills, and Ravens money line parlay, which is actually, and I threw the Commanders money line in there as well. So Patriots, Bills, Commanders, and Ravens is plus 715. And I think I don't care about the points. I think I'm gonna take all those same lines as well.
Tonight I got Panthers and the points. I'm taking Packers money line. And then Saturday, give me Colts with the points, Guardians with the points, Titans money line, Niners plus the points, Steelers plus the points, and then Sunday, give me the Eagles money line, my friend.
Okay.
I'm going Packers money line, then Rams plus 2.5, Colts plus 3, Titans money line, Steelers plus 2.5. Love it. And then
feels like that's a Max Yoon play from Bruce.
I love it. And then the Chargers money line.
Okay.
All right, Tony, we're going to go into the preseason parlay section here. We got the Friday parlay. We have the New England Patriots money line, the Green Bay Packers money line, and then the under of the Houston Texans LA Rams game. That's plus 358.
Okay.
And then we got the Saturday parlay.
Okay.
That's a baseball parlay. Which is the Indianapolis Colts plus 3, the Washington Commies plus 5.5, and the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 2.5.
Okay.
And then we have the Sunday parlay, which is the Philadelphia Eagles minus the 3, the Cincinnati Bengals plus 5.5, the Arizona Cardinals plus 5.5. Oh, and then I added the Atlanta Falcons minus 2.5. That's a Monday.
That's on Monday, which we'll break that down on Monday. All right, that was preseason for the weekend. Let's go. Huh?
Yep. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. I don't know what. I just.
He fucking did a double step.
Bruce has already got his first fucking espresso martini on his mind. Let's go to the diamond. 705, Cutter Crawford versus Jordan Lyles. Anything there?
Sox plus 1.5.
I like the Orioles. I do.
You don't say.
Lyle's bounced back after a bad start, but he's been pitching pretty well.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away.
DK Hernandez back in the lineup for the Sox.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
That's new information.
Since he's at Pittsburgh, Graham Ashcraft goes against Bryce Wilson. I'm out.
Love Ashcraft, Reds, first five money line.
Okay. Mets are in Philly. Bassett versus Nola. Great pitching matchup. Bassett hasn't given up a run in his last three starts. Nola has given up one earned run in each of his last three starts. They've both been really, really good since the All-Star break. I'm just Mets first five plus a half.
I'm with you, my friend.
Whoever was getting plus here, I was taking it. It didn't matter to me.
I will never believe that Aaron Nola is good at pitching.
Well, he is, so.
Bassett has a good dog, you know.
What's his ERA? 3-something?
Nola?
Yeah.
2.76, I think?
No, really?
I think so.
No way. He's got to be in the threes.
Let me see. I could be.
He ain't living in the twos.
That sounds like a potential home.
3.07.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Fuck that guy.
He's
burned me so many times. I'll never forgive him.
Toronto is at the Yankees. Gossman goes against Taillon. I am on Toronto first five minus 120. Yankees stink, dude. They're dead.
So are the Blue Jays.
Yep. I'm not taking the Blue Jays tonight, but I would.
Okay.
They're better. They can't win without Springer in the lineup. Springer is in the lineup, so I would lean Jays, but I'm good.
Angels are at Detroit. Sandoval goes against Matt Manning, his third start of the year. I believe Sandoval's not been too bad as of late. I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm out.
White Sox, fucking Lancey Lynn versus McKenzie. Lance has a 7-4-6 on the road. McKenzie's got a 2-8-1 at home. That's enough for me. I'll take Cleveland first five money line.
Yeah, I hate to do it and go against Lance, but I am on the Guardians first five money line.
Oh, come on.
I hate to do this, but I absolutely love the Guardians tonight. Yeah. Sorry, so Lance Lynn and McKenzie are the same height, and one is like probably the skinniest player in Major League Baseball, and then Lance Lynn is like Bert Kreischer.
Okay. Oh, jeez. No, you don't need to do that.
All right, we get it. The guy missed like 2 months.
I love Lance.
It's just a little funny, tidbit.
I love Lance Lynn. I love him when he's pitching. Well, he's not right now.
He's sweating like a pig tonight.
Yeah, he's pitching like fucking shit, losing me a bunch of money.
Give me the Guardians. Plus
one fucking 16 on the money line.
Casey's at Tampa. Singer goes against McClanahan. Man, I thought about fucking taking the Royals first five plus a half here. I'm not going to do it, though. I thought about it, though.
The Wedding Singer?
If it was 1.5, I was going to be on the Royals.
I'll lay the half with McClanahan.
Okay. McClanahan. I know obviously he doesn't, but it feels like McClanahan's pitching every day.
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's McClanahan.
Houston's at Atlanta. McCullers went 6 scoreless in his first start of the year. Last one out. Kyle Wright. It's got a 4.07. I'm staying away.
Give me the Strohs, first five plus a half.
Huh? Texas is at Minnesota. Marty Perez versus Dylan Bundy. Marty Perez is still pitching well. Dylan Bundy's got a 2.83 at home, though, so I'm going to go Minnesota first five, minus 130.
Feed me Marty plus a half.
Okay. Alex Wood goes against Urena. Wood is obviously the better pitcher here. Colorado's hitting lefties actually pretty well, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm out too rich on the Giants here.
Yep, I agree.
Seattle's at Oakland. Marco Gonzalez, who's given up 5-3-6 in his last three starts. Cole Irvin's got a 1.66 at home. I hate fucking doing this because they stink, but Oakland, first five plus a half.
A's plus half. I love Cole Irvin.
St. Louis is at Arizona. You got to lay a decent bid for Mikolas there. At least you do right now. He's got a 5 on the road, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm out. Mikolas gave up like 20 last.
He did.
Yeah, but that was a Coors Field. I think,
He's back on the blue blood.
Those espresso martinis you were talking about might kick in. We might take the 941 train to Mykonos.
Hey,
lay some juice. Hey, boys. Come on.
We talked about it yesterday. You Darvish, a $4 favorite. We wanted none of that, and they lost. They are basically a $4 favorite again today. Snell though has been really, really good since the break. Like really, really good since the break. I'm not doing anything with it though.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm going a little party package again, you know, a little West Coast vibes. I'm going Padres Dodgers run line parlay. Just a little late night snack tuck you in.
So speaking of Dodgers, they got Tyler Anderson going against Jesus Luzardo, which I won't be touching either.
Yeah, I'm just laying juice with the heaviest favorites basically at 9:40. See you
fuck
guys
it.
There.
Fuck it, why not? Yeah. Baseball bets for tonight. I am on Mets plus a half, first five. Blue Jays first five money line, Guardians first five money line, Twins first five money line, and the A's first five plus a half.
All first five, Reds money line, Red Sox plus a half, Mets plus a half, Guardians money line, Rays minus a half, Stros plus a half, Rangers plus a half, A's plus a half.
All right, let's go to the footy grounds.
Come on, man.
What?
Let me do my picks.
Oh, let him read. Let the kid play.
Let me do my picks, man.
I was fucking with him.
Let the kid play.
I was fucking with him. Go.
I got Orioles money line, Guardians money line. That is my favorite play. Mykonos minus 184, and then that run line parlay: Dodgers minus 1.5, Padres minus 1.5.
Mitt, what was
Have a party.
Let's have a party, Mitt. What was your fucking pitch to contact parlay of the?
Today, actually, we don't have one.
Okay.
We had the preseason parlays for each day that I ended up actually. I ended up with
preseason parlays.
Preseason parlay weekend.
All right, let's go to the pitch. Let's start in the EPL. The early one. Tottenham's a big favorite against Wolves. I assume nothing.
Nope, never bet the early kickoff.
Never, but I know you're suckered into it quite a bit. Everton goes against Nottingham Forest.
I'd like to think Everton could get a win here, but I ain't touching it.
Okay, Leicester is going against Southampton.
I like Leicester at home here, money line.
Okay. Fulham goes against Brentford.
I like Brentford, draw no bet at Fulham.
Ooh. Okay, Crystal Palace is going against Aston Villa.
I like Villa, plus money, draw no bet at Palace.
Bournemouth is hosting Arsenal. Arsenal's minus 240 on the money line.
No, thank you.
Leeds hosting Chelsea. Chelsea minus 190 on the money line.
No, thank you.
West Ham hosting Brighton. Hammers?
West Ham, you get them at draw no bet, minus 140 right now. I like that.
Newcastle's hosting Man City, minus 290 for Man City.
Good luck.
Man U is $4 dogs against Liverpool, minus 170 on the money line there.
That's Monday Nighter.
Oh, yeah, it is. My bad. Sorry. That is EPL for the weekend. Let's travel. What country do you want to travel to?
What's next? Oh, Bundesliga for sure.
Let's go to the Bundesliga. Gladbach is up on Hertha Berlin right now, 1-0.
Gladbach's winning.
Yeah, tomorrow, Augsburg versus Mainz.
Versus who?
Fucking Mainz.
Mainz.
I'm out on that one.
Leverkusen is hosting Hoffenheim.
I like Leverkusen moneyline.
Leverkusen? Fucking Stuttgart is hosting Freiburg.
Give me Freiburg, draw no bet. Okay.
Dortmund is $2 favorites against Werder Bremen.
No, thank you.
Okay. Wolfsburg, minus 120, hosting Schalke.
I think Wolfsburg finally gets a win here. Give me Wolfsburg money line.
Wolfsburg.
Union Berlin is hosting Leipzig.
Flyer here. Berlin, double chance, minus 130 at home.
Ooh, on the puppies. Frankfurt versus FC Köln.
Give me. Am I on Frankfurt?
Eintracht Frankfurt.
You having a Frankfurt?
Are you on Eintracht Frankfurt?
Yeah, that's Sunday. Frankfurt draw no bet at home.
It is Sunday. My bad. Sunday the 9:30.
Frankfurt.
Fucking also Sunday. Bayern is minus $6.
Good luck. Fuck.
Freiburg versus Wait. Oh, no. Okay. That's next week. That's next week.
Yeah.
That's rein it in. Maybe let's take a break for 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour.
Oh, you would like to? You want to talk 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour?
Oh, really?
Go to fucking La Liga, lad.
Okay, fine. We won't. We'll wait 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour to do La Liga. League. Oh, we will go to La Liga.
La Liga.
Sevilla versus Valladolid.
Too rich on Sevilla.
That's today, huh?
Yeah.
Osasuna against Cadiz.
No, thank you.
Mallorca goes against Betis.
I like Betis, Toronto, Betis, Mallorca.
Celta Vigo is hosting Real. Real's minus 150.
Real Madrid money line.
Bilbao minus 130 hosting Valencia.
I'd lean Valencia there, but I ain't taking it.
Atletico's minus 115 at home against Villarreal.
Villarreal, good squad. Played midweek, though. Give me Atletico Madrid.
Okay. Played Hajduk Split midweek. Kicked the shit out of him.
You're not from Croatia.
I'm a Hajduk. I'm a Hajduk. Tough result at Villarreal, though. We'll see how they do in the second leg.
Sociedad is hosting Barcelona.
I'm taking Barcelona draw no bet at Real Sociedad. Okay.
And that's it for La Liga. Can we have some a chocolate and a cigarette?
Oh, wee wee.
There's not much in Liga this weekend. I'll warn you.
So nothing. So we're not having a chocolate and a cigarette for 1.5 hour.
There's a few. I got two. I'll just run them through.
Okay, for 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour.
Nice draw no bet at Clermont. Angers draw no bet at home against Brest.
What about Syria?
Syria, I have
Udinese. Inter.
There's some big matchups this weekend in Syria. Syria, I have Lazio draw no bet at Torino.
Okay.
I have Fiorentina money line at Empoli.
Okay.
I have Bologna draw no bet at home against Hellas Verona.
Love that one.
And I got AC Milan draw no bet at Atalanta.
Okay. Atalanta. I think that's everything unless you have any MLS or Liga MX.
MLS on Saturday, we have Toronto FC at plus money, draw no bet at Miami.
Back to the well, baby. Come on. Back to the fucking well. Let's go.
And then we have LAFC at minus 105 money line at San Jose.
Ooh.
Okay. Which I love.
All right, hey.
Wait, quick question. Inter Miami, Gump, they got Beckham's kid, right?
Yeah, but he plays for, like, he's not on, like, the real team. He's on, like, their second squad.
I say he's not old enough, right?
They got, he's like
18 or so, 19.
They got Higuain. Bit of a weapon.
Ooh, bit of a weapon indeed.
I'll just run through them.
Go ahead,
do it.
Saturday, Freiburg draw no bet. Fieber. Leverkusen money line. Wolfsburg money line. Brentford draw no bet. Villa draw no bet. Leicester money line. Lazio draw no bet. Union Berlin double chance. Real Betis draw no bet. Real Madrid money line. Toronto FC draw no bet. LAFC money line. And then Sunday we have West Ham draw no bet, Nice draw no bet, Angers draw no bet, Stuttgart draw no bet, Fiorentina money line, Atletico money line, Bologna draw no bet, AC Milan draw no bet, Barcelona draw no bet.
What do we think about the boost Tottenham and Arsenal to each score £2?
I mean, they should.
Maybe some tea in the boost.
Fucking two against Wolves.
What's it worth?
Against Wolves in Bournemouth.
Breakfast beans plus one and eggs. And, yeah.
Wolves can fuck around and get you, especially on the early kickoff.
I'm taking it.
Well, we just need Geno's, right? We don't care so much about the backside.
I mean, you do if you're a Spurs lad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not worried about Tottenham bounce back after the banger at Chelsea. You see our
and you actually had a good signing today.
Oh, good for them. They do need new players. I've been hearing about
they
that
do need in, new players
in the halftime show. Tottenham's coach, though, not our manager, sorry, not kicked off the sideline. He will be there.
Yeah, as he should be.
Yeah, pleasure. Was assaulted by some.
Also, we have a we have a guaranteed boost this weekend. Kamara,
so back.
What?
UFC so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mitt.
Back.
Fucking Kamaru Usman to win by submission or on points versus Leon Edwards. Plus, it's even money, but I mean,
it's free money is what it is.
UFC Boost has never lost, so
it's the tie.
57 straight.
To tie Anderson Silva's win streak for most consecutive wins. Okay.
Now we're talking, Bruce.
Goat. Core. To goat or not to goat?
Now we're talking, that is the Bruce.
Let's go.
Anybody, you guys like any other fights? I'm thinking about taking fucking Luke Rockhold versus Paulo Costa.
Luke Rockhold better win.
I'm kidding. He's 280 dog. So maybe I'm just going to do the boost. I'm just going to stick to the boost.
I might buy that fight and fuck around. Who knows?
No, I'm going to stick to what I know here, and I know that the UFC boost has never lost once. So
exactly. Good call, man.
No, I'm definitely
taking it. All right, so we did the foosball. We did the baseball. We did the footy.
Proper football.
We did proper football. It's football day. hopefully, we make the bees this weekend. It's bees and honey for money.
Few quid for the lads.
And we did the UFC. So, I think we did it, boys. I think we did it this week.
That's the weekend.
I think we did it. Good job, everybody.
Should we do quick roundup winners of the conference or division? Sorry.
Excuse me, what?
The division that we've been covering.
The AFC West.
The AFC West. Quick winners. Everybody rapid fire. Give us your winner. Chargers. We know. Tony.
Chargers.
Gump, you going with the Raiders?
Raiders.
The Raiders.
I'm going to be taking the Raiders and the Chargers in two separate division winner parlays.
Okay. I like that.
Right, I'm Tony here. Going with the Chargers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Disrespect.
Okay. Okay.
We've done it.
We've done it. We've absolutely fucking done it.
Surely. It was us.
Surely. Where's my camera?
In front of you.
Thank you. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us this week. May the information that we gave you this week bring you good bets. May those good bets bring you good results, and may those good results bring you good money, and that may that good money bring you good happiness, and may that good happiness bring you cheer. May that, cheer. And may that,
well, all we're looking for is cheer.
Cheer.
We can cheer.
And maybe that cheer
for good fortune
brings you cheers. Cheers to the weekend. Cheers to all of you. Oi, oi. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.